This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The city of Anchorage is buying up part of a natural gas field in Cook Inlet for $152 million. With approval from the Assembly, the mayor's administration and two utility companies bought a parcel from a major oil company, which they say will benefit energy customers across the city. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, it's uncommon for a municipal utility to own a natural gas source, but not without precedent.
During a quick press conference at City Hall, Anchorage Mayor Ethan Berkowitz broke the news that after months of closed-door meetings, the city has worked out a deal to buy a section of the Beluga River unit owned by ConocoPhillips.
We're excited about the prospect. We think it heralds a new time in terms of Anchorage's energy future. It's about making sure we have a stable, secure price of energy and affordability and availability of energy.
This isn't new for Anchorage. It's actually just another big chunk of the parcel they acquired back in 1996, at the same site, actually. Since then, the city's electrical utility, MLNP, says it saved more than $200 million by owning the gas instead of buying it from someone else. This latest purchase means the municipality now owns two-thirds of the lease, with the last portion held by Hillcorp. But unlike the deal 2 decades ago, this one involves the Chugach Electric Association co-op and is designed to save money for ratepayers not just in the Anchorage Bowl, but spread further across South Central.
It's also about signaling that Chugach and MLNP are going to work together closely to make sure we can deliver the best for all of our ratepayers.
Berkowitz said he'd done a back-of-the-envelope calculation of savings for his own electric bill that penciled out to a couple hundred dollars a year. The companies say the customer savings could be substantial. Chugach thinks its new stake will save the company $2 to $3 million a year. MLNP estimates $4 to $6 million a year. The lease is one of two ConocoPhillips holdings in Cook Inlet that the company is shedding. Spokesperson Amy Burnett says Conco is putting more emphasis on its North Slope holdings.
So the Beluga River unit is a historical asset and has been historically an important part of the ConocoPhillips portfolio, but it is a mature asset and it really no longer fits into our portfolio. And the sale of the asset actually allows us to focus on higher growth areas.
Translation, we're not making much money off it, which if you're a private company means one thing, but for a municipal utility, you don't need as wide a profit margin.
It makes financial sense for MLNP and Chugach.
Larry Persily is the oil and gas advisor for the Kenai Peninsula Borough. He says that, of course, there are some financial risks, but the acquisition is basically just scaling up a program that, by all measures, has worked well for the utility and its ratepayers the last 20 years.
I guess I trust that they've looked at the numbers pretty closely, and they're not going to pay more for a larger share of Beluga gas field than they would pay if they had to buy it from other producers somewhere else.
As for whether it's normal for a city like Anchorage to vertically integrate a gas field, Persily says it's not unusual, but it's not that common either. The financial structure of the deal, a mix of cash and bonds, is not yet finalized and will need approval by the Assembly. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
In southeast Alaska, the city of Angoon believes high levels of mercury have been discovered in subsistence food caught near Hawk Inlet on Admiralty Island. They say Hecla's Greens Creek mine could be responsible. Angoon's tribal government is asking for changes with the monitoring and processing of mining waste. Albert Howard, the city's mayor and tribal president, says a seal was harvested at Hawk Point last year and brought back to the village to share. Howard says a sample of the tissue was sent to a lab to be inspected.
And the lab results came back as one of the highest levels of mercury seen in the state of Alaska.
Howard says a nonprofit advocacy organization, Friends of Admiralty Island, has also found elevated toxic metals in seaweed, clams, mussels, shrimp, cockles, and crab. Angoon has warned tribal members not to collect traditional foods in or near Hawk Inlet. Howard says jobs and revenues to the city and borough of Juneau are important, but the Angoon City and Tribal Councils understand the importance of the community's health. Mike Satry, a spokesperson for Greens Creek, says the mine is meeting state requirements.
I'm saying that we meet all of the permitted conditions that are put on us by the state for the discharge of our water into Hawk Inlet.
Satre says reports on water quality provided to the state are based on continuous monitoring and sampling of the discharged water, and they're supplemented by quarterly biomonitoring and additional sampling of seawater and sediment. Angoon has asked that Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott and Alaska's Department of Health and Social Services look into the matter. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.